How are you?
Hey, Tony, I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, it's going to be too windy to fly a kite.
Yeah, it's going to be rather stormy. I loved how you said, you know, the next couple of days won't be real great weather-wise. And I thought to myself, oh, there's a master of understatement.
Well, tell us about it. Where is this storm coming from? I'm looking back on the radar, and it's covering a large portion of the country. It looks like it's just starting to get into Grand Rapids right now.
Yeah, that's where the rainfall is. Now, what we're really looking at is a deep low-pressure area, and I've been talking to meteorologists about this, and there's some concern that this could be one of the three or four worst windstorms in the past 25, 30 years. They're saying it could be as strong or stronger than the infamous Edmund Fitzgerald storm, the one that Gordon Lightfoot wrote the Edmund Fitzgerald song about, November of 1975, and there was another huge wind storm for folks with good memories back in November 1998, a massive storm. And I unfortunately think the fact of the matter is that tomorrow morning and Thursday morning at this time, we are going to be seeing a lot of tree limbs down, small trees down, and as a result, a number of power outages as well over the next 48 to 72 hours, Tony.
Well, as I look, this storm extends all the way over to Sioux City, Iowa, and it looks like the harshest part of the storm is just approaching Illinois now, and it's massive.
Huge storm, and most importantly, not only is it a monster storm, but it's incredibly powerful. Again, I hate to build it up too much, but one person I talked with in the National Weather Service office said this could be the strongest storm, the most powerful storm he's seen in this area in 70 years. So while you don't want to overplay things, this is one that I don't think we are way over the top on. And I do think folks need to be prepared for a big storm, a long-running storm with wind and rain, potential severe thunderstorms. Best thing you can do is make sure that anything outdoors is in. Chairs, any lawn furniture, anything at all, because you get these winds of 60 and 70 miles per hour, and they can pick up things that you wouldn't think would fly around, and that causes more damage than if you don't have things outside.
And, Mike, how does the weather look for us?
The weather looks wet. We're going to be certainly dealing with clouds, wind, and a couple of showers and thunderstorms from time to time, and some of those thunderstorms may be severe. That means flooding, downpours, potential for hail, even the potential for tornadoes. Temperatures in the upper 60s today, and those winds are going to gust in at times 50 to 55 miles an hour, and it's going to stay very windy tomorrow. The sun comes out tomorrow, though, with highs around 62, and then we'll get back to more normal, cooler fall temperatures beginning Thursday, Tony.
Mother Nature is paying us back for a dry, warm summer.
Yeah, maybe that's the case, absolutely. And I do suggest, you know, people say, what can we do to prepare? Make sure you have good batteries for flashlights and for transistor radios so you can be monitoring things locally right here on WILS. And for flashlights, too, because, you know, if the power's out tonight, you want to be able to get around the house safely.
Thanks so much, Mike. Appreciate the knowledge.
My pleasure.